This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. He is Fred Ohrs. He is the CEO of Immunovaccine, trading under the ticker symbol IMMVF. Also, they trade on the TSX under the ticker symbol IMV. Fred, thank you for coming on the show and welcome.
Thank you for inviting me, Rhett. My pleasure.
Hey, give me a little background of yourself and a little bit of background of your company, and then we'll get into things.
Okay. So myself, I think you will be able to tell it from my accent. I'm not coming from this side of the ocean, but I started my career in France about 18 years ago, where I was managing licensing agreements with pharma company in the largest medical university in Paris. And I got involved into building an incubator for startup companies out there. And this really gave me the taste for being involved in startup companies. So I was hired to join a tiny company at that time in Quebec City, in Canada, in 2001, a company called Medicago. And spin up from the local university. I spent 15 years with the company, made my way up to VP Business Development and Strategic Planning. And we very successfully developed this company. We sold it to Mitsubishi Pharma in 2013 for $357 million. And I stayed 2 years in the company to manage integration with the Japanese company, but decided it was time for me to find another exciting story. And now I'm CEO at Immunovaccine, and I'm planning to repeat the same story.
Well, Fred, you know, I've had a lot of CEOs on my show, and I've done a little research on you. You are the real deal, my friend. And I don't say that to too many CEOs. You're pretty modest. I mean, is it correct that you ran over 150 labs over in Europe and France? Is that correct?
Yep.
And
yeah, that's correct.
And about a year ago, you were the chief business officer of Immunovaccine, and now currently the CEO.
Right, right. Yeah, myself, my background has been really in business development for, you know, my entire career in the space, and I'm really a deal maker.
You are.
And my goal, my goal at Immunovaccine is you know, absolutely focusing on this, you know, making deals to make sure we can unlock the value of the incredible assets that this company has been developing for some time now.
Well, where do you think that the vaccine oncology field is headed, and especially your company, your products? I believe you guys put out a press release today on the DPX NEO program. And so if you could enlighten us and tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure. So first of all, it's a very exciting, you know, moment of time for any company that is in the field of immuno-oncology like we are, you know. And what has been happening is really, you know, literally a revolution in the field that is driven by the better understanding of you know, our cancer is actually a disease that is a part of us and not something that is strange to us. It's really, you know, our cells that are becoming cancerous by just, you know, escaping the immune system. And you know, what people are doing now is that they are shifting from this idea that, you know, trying to kill cancer with chemotherapy or surgery and everything, shifting from this to trying to treat the immune system instead, because the immune system has the ability to kill cancer. It does it every day. And you know, we just need to find a way to give it back the possibility to do that. And it's a very exciting time for us because this company has an enabling platform that could play really a big role in this space. And you know, the way we are doing it is you need to be able to teach the immune system how to find the cancer cells. And to be able to do that, what you need is a platform that can formulate those cancer markers and show them to the immune system, and it's exactly what we have. And the agreement this morning, you know, the news this morning is an example of this. You know, there's cancer has an exceptional ability to mutate all the time, changing, you know, all the time. And in all those mutations, you know, thousands of mutations that are happening all the time, there's a few of them that we know from clinical results that they can actually drive the immune system to destroy cancer cells. And so the game, the collaboration with the University of Connecticut, we announced this morning with Dr. Srivastava, is one of the leaders in the field. And he found a way to screen those, you know, thousands of mutations and find, you know, the few ones that are really effective in killing cancer cells. And what we are doing is combining, you know, this capacity that he has with the platform that we have to show the immune system those very efficient mutations. And it's very exciting. We're going to start with a program that will first make a proof of concept in animal studies, but the goal would be to jump into a clinical trial immediately after this demonstration in animal model.
Good. My guest today is Fred Ohrs. He is the CEO of Immunovaccine, trading under the ticker symbol on the OTCQX, IMMVF. Also, they trade on the TSX under the ticker symbol IMV. Now, I wanted to ask you, Fred, you know, what is your pipeline of the products in clinical development? And take us through the, you know, are you guys getting any orphan status? Are you in phase one, phase two? How close are we to coming to commercial application?
So we are applying our platform, Lipovax, in two significant markets. One is immuno-oncology. The other one is infectious diseases. In immuno-oncology, we have a cancer target that's called survivin. It has a very broad market potential because it's present in more than 20 cancer indications. And with this target, we are in phase two clinical trials. We are looking at two indications. One indication is in the solid tumor category, and it's an ovarian cancer program that we have. And the other one is in lymphoma, and that's where we are in phase two. So it's lymphoma is in blood cancer, it's the other market field of cancer. And so we have orphan designation for the ovarian program in the U.S., and we've applied for the same in Europe.
The question I have you, in 2014, you guys had no revenues. In 2015, you guys finished up around 90,000, if I recall my research that I did on you guys. What is the future for 2016 and 2017 in revenues, if you might be able to share that with my listeners?
Okay, that's a good transition to the next part of the pipeline because, you know, I was covering immuno-oncology, but we also have an infectious disease program where we are in phase one with a respiratory syncytial virus vaccine, and it's a target that is proprietary to us. And the goal really in infectious diseases is related to growing revenues for the company. So what we do is we out-license the platform Lipovax to partners that are interested in using it for their own product. And that's what we did last year. Early in the summer, we announced a licensing agreement with Pharmatin in the U.S. for an anthrax vaccine. So it's a $50 million U.S. dollars licensing deal where Pharmatin will use our platform, Lipovax, to develop an anthrax vaccine into clinical trials and on the market. And the goal really, again, for infectious diseases, whether it's for our own product like respiratory syncytial virus or any other product, is to out-license the platform, get upfront payment, milestone payment, and royalties on revenues. So what you can expect from us going forward is to see more of those type of deals like the Pharmatin one coming. And by doing this, we'll be able to grow our revenue base.
So you're saying to myself and to my listeners, you guys have products out there ready to go in the market space for commercial use that's going to be generating revenues and are generating revenues.
Yeah, as part of licensing agreement with partners.
Outstanding. Hey, can you talk to us a little bit about your RS program and who your partners are?
Yeah, the respiratory syncytial virus target that it is in phase one now, and we are planning to publish the results of this clinical trial in by the end of May or in June. And just to give you some background on this target, RSV, it's considered as the most interesting next target in the vaccine space because there's no vaccine on the market currently. It has a very significant market potential. So there's a lot of competition, but Immunovaccine, we are coming with a target that we are the only one to have. All the other companies are focusing on the same target, really.
And when is that going to come to commercial use, the Immunovaccine, roughly?
So we are completing phase one, and we don't have a plan to continue the development by ourselves. Again, the plan for infectious disease is really to out-license. So we are planning to do a deal with a large biotech or a big pharma after the completion of the phase one. And this would mean, upfront payments, milestone payments, and all of this. So we're going to have revenues pretty quick in the company. When the target will really be on the market, it will depend on, exactly what the strategy of our partner will be in terms of clinical development.
My guest today is Fred Ohrs. He is the CEO of Immunovaccine, trading under the ticker symbol IMMVF on the OTCQX. They also trade on the TSX under the ticker symbol IMV. In closing, Fred, is there anything that we didn't be able to touch upon that you would like to get out there to the listeners in closing here?
Yeah, I would just say that I would encourage anybody to pay attention what is happening currently in the immuno-oncology field. I think it's for myself, I've been in biotech for many years, and I haven't seen something, of that amplitude yet in terms of what's happening in the field, the revolution that is happening. So I think there's going to be it's going to be a very exciting moment of time for any biotech, in the field.
Well, thank you for coming on the show. We're going to be checking back with you in a couple of months just to see how things are going, and we'll take it from there.
Thank you very much for the invitation, Everett.